of your prophets.
The book of Jude. I love the book of Jude. Mary is a Holy Ghost woman. You know, they were talking about Ruth. This guy was on Sid Roth talking about the book of Ruth. He said, this year is like the book of Ruth applies to this year. And he talked about how it applied to now. Uh-huh. How she took off her gleaning clothes, uh-huh, and she got cleaned up and she got married.
Amen.
I mean, you know, it was just perfect. And now we're studying Jude. I enjoyed the book of Ruth.
I did too. It was such an eye opener.
And I mean, it's timely for the season, just like this book. Uh-huh. And this is the other side of, you know, a lot of times people present the good side, the blessing side of salvation. But this is a sobering book because it shows you how to do warfare, how to stand, how to know, how to resist what's coming.
Amen.
And now we made it down to where he's, let's see. I started verse 4.
Verse 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, for there were certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of God, our God, into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going out to strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also this, now Brother Horton covered this part real well last week. He said, likewise also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, which contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and are perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Now,
can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me some example of how, even in the church world, they have gone after the way of Cain?
The way of Cain.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted the preeminence, like Diotrephes. You remember when John was supposed to come to, Diotrephes was a pastor. He didn't want John to come around because he loved preeminence.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted the attention. He wanted to be preeminent over the people. He didn't want Apostle John to come around. And people, I've seen, you know, things like that.
And can I add something to it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here, Jude is warning the people.
Mm-hmm.
Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back to Genesis. Now, Jude is taking us back to the book of Genesis from the beginning,
mm-hmm,
the way of Cain.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at some of the ways of Cain. One of the ways of Cain, he wanted to give God an offering, but he didn't want to do, he wanted to give God what he wanted to give him.
Yeah. And
not give him what God was requiring. At that time, for an offering, God was requiring a blood sacrifice.
Right, that's right.
His brother did it, but Cain like, listen, this is what I do for a living. I till the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And no doubt, Cain got the best, the very best,
mm-hmm,
out of the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so pretty. He said, I'm saving this for God. You know, I'm going to take him this.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, if you do well, if you do what And it's not that Cain didn't know, because
he knew.
We know from the beginning that
yes,
that God slew an animal for his parents.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly he knew about the sacrifice. Certainly mm-hmm. he knew about the blood sacrifice. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But he didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to do, and I see that in church people today.
It's like worship that's not in spirit and in truth.
Yeah. God said, go to church. Forsake not to assemble yourself. Oh, I just watch you at home on TV. And it's nothing wrong with them. You know, they can get out.
Mm-hmm.
They can come to church. But, oh, I just, one girl said, well, I've just decided I'm just going to click on my TV and I just watch them here all the time. I don't just get out. I said, honey, you're healthy. You're strong.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for those people that are crippled, sick, and bent.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really not even for that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's more for them.
Mm-hmm.
Not for you. She said, well, why I have to go to church?
Mm-hmm.
I said, because the word said, forsake not to assemble yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, it did say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to church.
If my mama missed church, she was fit. She was bad. She was hospital sick. And she went till she couldn't go anymore.
So,
I mean,
that had a big effect on me, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So she was giving God
mm-hmm.
the best, because she was watching the best preachers that were on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were putting out some very anointed words, she said.
Mm-hmm.
But she was giving God, what she wanted him to have.
She was putting her righteousness above God's righteousness.
Yeah, she was giving God.
God says go to church, send yourself together. Mm-hmm. But she thought it was being right to do what she was doing in her eyes.
Yes, she wanted.
And she wasn't teachable. As she
I got friends that do that. That's
you have to be teachable.
It's better to do it God's way. Everything.
Cain could have been. Cain just wanted to do it his way.
Yeah, he wasn't teachable.
And so
his way.
Yeah. So that's the spirit. I see that in the church a lot. That mm-hmm. spirit. People want to do, but they want to do it their way, mm-hmm. on their basis,
yes.
what they, you know, instead of doing what God required. She said, I'm listening at the best preacher. She said, this preacher was so good, girl, today I'm telling you. I had to get through the house and run.
But you don't get that fellowship.
I said, sweetheart, you know, when I finished talking to her, she started going to church.
That's
she
was best. Teachable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she was.
That relates right to what it says right after that. It says they've gone the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Balaam, he asked God whether he should, you know, like, you know, he was being offered a huge sum of money to curse the Israelites.
Don't we see that
right?
today? I mean, people are going
after. And he asked God, should I do this? And God said, no, don't do it. And then they come back and they offer him more money. And instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to give God what God wants me to give, I'm going to go ask God if I can give him what I want to give him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Whoa.
And he went back again and again. And God was like, fine, go do that. You give me what you want to give and you see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He was nearly killed. It was his donkey that just barely saved him from being slain.
That's true. That's true. So
because he wanted to give God what he wanted to give.
Yeah.
So that gets the question of what is a tithe?
Mm-hmm.
Out the gross the net, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
we need
it's very important that we give God what he wants.
Yes.
Right.
Not what we want.
That's what following God.
You don't go after the will of Cain. Giving
mm-hmm.
God, Cain did do.
Mm-hmm.
He did give him offering, but it wasn't what God had asked for.
Yeah.
And God tried in every way of trying to get Cain out of his anger, and
mm-hmm.
you know, he even sent Abel to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Luke, it says Abel went up as a prophet
mm-hmm.
to talk to Cain,
mm-hmm.
and being out there in the field talking to Cain, Cain slew him, and mm-hmm. immediately. God said, hey, the blood has came up because I sent Abel
mm-hmm.
to do that. So his blood has came up to me immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so we must not go out the way of Cain, just say, God, mm-hmm. you know, I'll give you whatever, you know. But give what God is asking for. He's asking for a mighty church. Give him that. I mean,
right.
He's asking. And you know what? When he asks us for these things, he gives us the ability to do it. He don't ask us for nothing that he don't give us the ability to do it.
And when you follow through, you're going to see, you're going to gain greater vision. You're going to see the reason why God said do it.
Right.
And that kind of revelation only follows obedience.
Ooh, that's good, Thurston.
And
that's good.
And without, if people aren't obeying God, they're not going to get to know him in the greater ways. They'll be stuck in where they're at.
And you know, that's all of our heart's desires, to know him in a greater way.
But when you just like 1 Peter, if a person's faithful with 1 Peter, the whole book, First Peter gives you the structure of love. If you do it, you're going to get new vision. You're going to see how it can bless not only you, but everybody you encounter with the knowledge of God, because you're expressing God's love to your brothers and sisters. But when people hold back, but I'll do this much, but I'm not going to do that much, then they can't receive that greater vision that they will get. And it, a lot was lost when Cain did that.
Mm-hmm. And so I've got the new.
He never got to the second part of the revelation. He never. that was things about God he never learned.
No, he didn't. He didn't get his offering accepted either. Mm-hmm. Now I have the new King James, and it says, "Woe to them, mm-hmm. for they have gone." When you see that word, woe, that's a warning. It said, woe unto them. That's
bad.
You stop and you listen and you heed to that warning. It says, woe. Now, somebody that's just got the plain King James, read that 11.
Woe to them for as they go.
Oh, it says woe in the King James. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a warning. When he said, woe, you need to stop and say, hey, this is warning. Let me see what, you know, he's warning us of here and not take those places, not take that way of going. Okay, Brother Thurston.
These three men, it starts with Cain, Balaam, then it ends with Corey.
Oh, my God.
This is bad. The first one's bad. The second one's worse. Mm-hmm. And the third one's very bad. Now, last week, the Lord had me covering Balaam. I kind of took a side view of and showed a synopsis of Balaam. Mm-hmm. And I want to do the same thing with Corey. Okay. Mary did a good job with Cain. in Corey, Numbers chapter 16, I'll start at verse 1 and I'm going to try to jump through it, but watch what happens.
Give them the chapter and verse again.
Yeah, Numbers chapter 16. Chapter. And this started verse 1. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the sons of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses, against God's anointed prophet.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And against Aaron, mm-hmm. and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them. Now look at their evaluation. That's wrong from because it said every one of them. And the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. Now God put him in that position.
He he did. He did. And they wondered, why do you think you're more holier than I? Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to listen at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God appointed him for that.
Mm-hmm.
But they rose up. They didn't want to listen mm-hmm. to him. They're like, hey.
Look what Moses' first reaction was.
Yeah.
He didn't take care of himself. He fell on his face to God. Mm-hmm.
No, Moses knew what was going to happen.
So continue to read the
He said, wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. You know, God put him there. When God put a person in a position, they have a duty to do. They may not be all perfect, but they still have a duty to do, and you have to pray for them so that it'll be done. But that's not the position that Korah took. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face.
God just wasn't praying. He was really interceding.
Mm-hmm.
He just fell on his face.
And he spake unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. Now, Moses fell on his face. He wasn't afraid of Korah. He was afraid of what's going to happen.
Yeah, he was interceding for what to do and how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, Korah had these people following him.
Yeah. He had 250.
250?
Prominent people.
They had their little meeting. They gonna get rid of Moses because
they were famous in the congregation, men of renown. Okay, he said, and he spoke to Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he has chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do. Take you census, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doeth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi. Seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? And he hath brought thee near to him and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee, and seek ye the priesthood also? For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that ye murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of the land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us?
Acting like a prince over us, telling us what to do and all this.
This is bad.
Boy, Korah was something, yeah.
He said, moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of the fields and vineyards, without put out the eyes of these men, we will not come up. And Moses was very wroth, and said unto the Lord, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ash from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, Be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow. And take every man his censer and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also and Aaron, each of you, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them and laid incense thereon and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation, And the Lord spake unto Moses and said unto Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell on their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and thou be wroth with all the congregation? The speech of Korah was affecting the whole congregation.
Because they were following him. I mean, you know, they went with him.
And this is the second time he interceded. He said, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get up, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So this separated the most faithful people. He said, so they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. On every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of the tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. Verse 30. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up, with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods, and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed them up, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense.
Man, good.
You know,
they couldn't fear none of the Israelites. They said, hey, let's get them.
The fear of the Lord was on them. And just like when Ananias and Sapphira died. And the gainsaying of Korah, you know, that false teaching has come and has interfered with people receiving their blessing. Just like the lady who was talking about Paul's thorn in the flesh. She thought it was a sickness. And it was a messenger of Satan. If the grace of God is sufficient for you, then that's like God giving you a checkbook.
Yes.
All right, you can sign it and cash it. Whatever you need, go get it. If it bounced, then it wasn't sufficient. Mm-hmm. But if it cashes, it was sufficient. So God's grace don't bounce, is what he was showing Paul.
That's good.
No matter what you have, if you stand on the word of God, the facts have to change. It can't be any other way. Your faith had put a demand on the promises and the blessings that God has already given and provided for us. You put the demand on it by your faith. You got to receive it. And because the word can't be broken.
Amen. And you know, you're looking at Korah here. He got people to follow him. I mean, 200 and... Good Lord. Can some of them see that, hey, Korah, you're wrong. You know, they just went along with him, whatever, you know, he said about the man. And there's people, you know, they'll talk about the pastor and this and that. And there are folks that follow them to lead a church simply because somebody said something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you have to be very careful when God put people in leadership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes...
You know, David, you know, they wanted him to do something to Saul. He said, I can't touch God's anointing.
Right.
He recognized, hey, you know, God anointed Saul, so I'm not going to touch it.
And he just
let God deal with And we'll just let God deal with his people that he put in, you know.
Right.
God will deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
When Moses got really, really out of line, who dealt with him?
God did.
He dealt God with did. Him. God told him, no, said you can go look at the problem if you're not going in here because I gave you some instructions and you didn't do it the way. Now it's Joshua time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we just keep our hands out for him, God will deal
God
with
God deal with it, yeah. And it'll be perfect.
You know, that reminds me of what Perry Stone said. I might have said this one time before that. Church splits. He's never seen a church grow over like 200 people that split. Think about that. 200 people in there.
Wow. I haven't either.
For most parts, we've never seen a church go over 200 people that's come from a split.
Wow. Because they didn't do it right. You know, when God called a person and they have to... And we grow from glory to glory.
Yes.
And to get what God wanted to be, they have to pass tests along the way. Now, when you, if you disqualify who God qualified and cause people to believe it, now you're in trouble. So that's what happened to Korah. He didn't repent.
What did they say? They said, Moses, you're acting like a prince over.
Oh,
you're acting like... And I got Moses in... Man, I didn't want this job.
Yeah, we don't, you know, you don't call yourself to the men. God select you and call, set you apart.
Moses, yeah, because Moses had a hard job there.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses dealt with it.
He did. He dealt with it.
He dealt with it.
He interceded for them when they got off.
He got what he was supposed to do from the Lord. Mm-hmm. He did it.
He did it. I mean, he was, you know, but it wasn't easy.
No.
Look at this part. He said, Moses... Verse 42, and it came to pass when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared, and Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord spake to Moses, saying, get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces, and Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from off the altar, and put it on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make atonement for them, for there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun. And Aaron took it as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation. This is the residue that was about to follow Korah. And behold, the plague was begun among the people, and he put on the incense and made atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned to Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. The mindset of false teaching, it lingers. And now we're doing it different. They're not, the ground's not going to swallow them up in the days of grace.
We in grace.
Yeah, they'll be judged in the tribulation.
And some of them get judged before they get.
Yeah.
A lot of people say we get judged and we will.
Mm-hmm. If they
will, you know, but I'm just saying some of them...
It can be rushed if you touch God's anointing. And but the mindset of false teaching is what we're battling today. And as we receive the light of God's word and live it, we expose it for the lies that it is. That's why it's so hard for some people to get here. They've been hearing and hearing and hearing false doctrine. And so when you preach the true doctrine, they hadn't dealt with the doubt yet. And now we're gonna make this generation is gonna make it plain.
I agree with you.
And follow God. It takes God to navigate us through all this.
Amen.
And He brings us back to the simplicity of
Amen.
The scriptures. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Every hungry heart that loves you, bless us to overcome and go forward. Only overcome and only go forward. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hey, that was good.
Thank you.
Rick, Moses, and they say you take too much upon yourself.
Uh-huh.
You reckon they meant, hey, you're taking in too much money.
Mm-hmm.
You reckon if that could be the case,
what?
Then all three of these have a direct relation with money. Love of money being the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm. And two, that could have been included in there, but I think it was telling that he wants to boss over everything. They just looked at him like, you know, you want to boss over everything. You want to, we hear from God just like, because see, one other thing they mentioned, we hear from God just like you do, Moses.
I thought that was the beginning, maybe.
Well, see, people have a focus, and Satan has one too. Satan wanted to stop the progress of Moses and Israel. He wanted to stop the whole thing.
Yeah.
To Satan, this was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to stop Jesus before he came. And he once thought that Moses would be the seed of woman. So he was afraid of Moses and what he was doing. So he raised up Korah.